For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, May the 12th. And you know what May is? May is National Osteoporosis Awareness Month.
That is right.
Hey, and we got Jennifer Dance with us. Good to have
you
here.
Thank you, Paul.
Drove all the way from St. Louis come today. So, National Osteoporosis Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And osteoporosis is what?
Osteoporosis means porous bone. And so you can see here, you want to hold this
up. Oh, yeah, we got a picture.
Yes.
You want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, the website, and then click on Radio Friends.
Well, we've got, this is healthy bone.
Okay,
this is,
we got one picture here of a healthy bone that
healthy
shows
bone.
It's solid.
Solid bone, but good blood vessels going to it. Mm-hmm. Then you switch over here, and this is very porous bone, brittle bones.
It looks like a sponge.
Exactly,
yeah,
very spongy.
Like
and that's why it's so important to start. We always discuss and really encourage 3 servings of dairy a day.
As we grow older, there's a better chance that we're going to have osteoporosis.
Absolutely.
Why?
Why is because you have all this time in life to build up your calcium stores. And once you reach the age of 30, those calcium stores kind of, they start to deplete. And so it's really important to continue to get the 3 servings of dairy a day.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones a lot for women definitely play a part after menopause. And those are risk factors that we cannot control.
Okay.
Age.
So 3 servings of milk a day to help ward off osteoporosis.
Milk.
When you're talking about a serving, you're talking about an 8-ounce glass of milk.
8-ounce glass
of milk. Whole milk or skim milk?
Any kind, whatever you enjoy.
Okay.
3 servings of dairy. And it doesn't even just have to be milk, but
Or yogurt. Yogurt is a
Is a serving. 8 ounces of yogurt is a serving.
And what about a slice of cheese?
And an ounce of American cheese here, or you could do, this is a string cheese. This shows you here what's a serving of cheese here. Cottage cheese, you want to do about a half a cup to a cup of cottage cheese.
Now, when you talk about American cheese, there's all kinds of American cheese. It's American cheese. It's American processed cheese. It's American processed cheese food. Or cheese spread. Do those count or are those not
same? You have to eat more to get the serving of calcium that you need from that. So it's better to choose the real deal, the calcium that is in your actual milk products, your dairy products. And so that's what's important is you want to avoid anything that is processed in that regards because you have to eat more of it to get that serving of calcium for good bone health.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream?
Ice cream is wonderful. So, you know, again, you want to get that serving. You want to aim for going for the real deal in regards to ice cream and making sure that we're kind of avoiding the a lot of the additives and preservatives that make up that ice cream. If you're going to have ice cream, enjoy it.
Okay.
Have the real ice cream.
All right. If people want more information about this, what do they do?
You want to go to stldairycouncil.org. Mm-hmm. Also, you can go to STL Dairy Council on our Facebook page.
Oh.
And we have been putting more recipes and all those different things on there, so more information will be posted.
So a slice of American cheese, how much? One slice? Is that
one slice counts as a serving.
One slice is a serving.
And you want that about a thickness. It's hard to describe, but the thickness.
Medium thickness
there.
All right, Jennifer Dam, thank you so much for coming by.
I appreciate it.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's always good. Thank you.
Now we turn to Julie McNeil.
Hi.
You're here from the CMCA Foster Grandparents Program. What is that?
The Foster Grandparent Program is a program for income-eligible seniors age 55 and over. And they volunteer 15 to up to 40 hours a week, and they work with children. They act as a mentor, tutor for children. They work in schools, daycare centers, nonprofit daycare centers, and we work with Head Start. Those are our main 3 areas where our volunteers work with kids. Our program is housed and operated through CMCA, which is Central Missouri Community Action, but we are funded from a federal grant through the Corporation for National Community Service.
So what you're asking people to do is to volunteer their time to become foster grandparents to these kids.
Right, right. There's a real generational thing that that ties them together with these children. And, you know, a lot of kids are not around their grandparents, their natural grandparents. A lot of kids move and families, you know, go around the country. And so this is a way to have a mentor, tutor, and a special friend sometimes that creates an intergenerational bond.
So when you volunteer to become a foster grandparent, do you go to the daycare center or you go to the school? Do you ever bring the children to your home?
No. There's another program called foster parenting, and sometimes that gets a little bit confusing with the wording. But our volunteers go to a site and they work with the children there.
On that site.
Correct.
There is never a time where they say maybe take them to the ball game or
No, there are other programs out there that allow you to mentor children and possibly, you know, take them places and stuff.
How much training is required to become a foster grandparent?
Well, we have about 20 hours of training initially that we go through, just general information on working with kids, kids with disabilities, kids with special needs, things like that. And then the station, wherever it is they're going to volunteer, also gives them an orientation, information about their school or location, and how what kinds of things they would like for them to do with the kids, and what kinds of special things that they'll be working on. Usually it's often reading. They work with kindergartners, first and second grade, really helping kids that are struggling with reading.
Is there a regular scheduled time that is set up, or is it whatever the foster grandparent can allocate?
Both. I mean, it's when the school needs someone, and of course it's going to be during the school day, and then whatever the volunteer is able to serve as far as the hours. Most of my volunteers volunteer in the mornings. The one thing that's unique about this program, there are other programs where you can volunteer with children. One thing that's unique to my program is that through our grant, our federal grant, we are able to offer a stipend for our volunteers, which is a small amount of money that they earn for volunteering their services. And then we also help them with transportation costs.
So okay. All right. So if people want more information about volunteering for the Foster Grandparents Program, how do they do it?
They should contact me at 573-443-8706.
Okay.
Or they could go to showmeaction.org, okay, which is our website through Central Missouri Community Action.
Or call 443-8706. Thank you, Julie, for coming by.
Thank
our
you
program
very
directed
much
by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pet Acres, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.